The Volume.
Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required. Plus, for those folks who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Pick a new team every game. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level. Contests include full slates and single-game contests. Compete for top cash payouts. Unique product features. And compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. For new users, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd for more info. FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. All right, welcome to a special edition episode of the Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco podcast here live on the Volume Sports illustrious, gorgeous set. Joined by our phenomenal sponsor, C4. I'm sipping on a little bombsicle. And to my right, joining me on the podcast, I'm Alex Monaco, by the way, with the one and only Liv Moots of the Volume Sports. Liv, how are you?
Well, I'm excited to be here. This is incredible, and I'm excited to talk some NFL with you.
Yeah.
Because it's right around the corner.
Let's talk some NFL, Liv.
Let's do it.
All right, so first question for you. Going into this season, a lot to unpack. Fans are back. Give me your team that you're looking at that's maybe a little overvalued, and then a team that you may feel is a little undervalued.
Okay, let's start with overvalued, and I don't want anyone to get upset with me, but I am actually going to say the Seattle Seahawks, and I know you might disagree with me, but let me tell you why.
Reaction from the crowd.
I know. Let me tell you why I think they're a little bit overvalued right now. They are the fifth favorite to win the NFC Championship at plus 1,000, and they're sitting above the Cardinals to win the NFC West at plus 280. Okay. When I'm looking at the Seahawks team, I'm taking a look at Russell Wilson. We all know he is an incredible QB. This Seattle Seahawks team performs best with a pass-first approach. But Pete Carroll, very stubborn commitment to the run game. So that has definitely hurt the Seahawks in a lot of situations. But there is the new wide receiver, Dwayne Eskridge, that could make a huge difference for this pass-first thing for the Seattle Seahawks. But what I will remind you of is no protection for Russell Wilson, and it doesn't matter who his wide receiver is. The pass-first approach doesn't matter. This Seahawks O-line is a disaster. In the last three seasons, Russell Wilson has been sacked 146 times. That's a league high. So, and it doesn't feel like they really made any improvements to their defense, which I think was their one downfall. So I do think they're a little overvalued this year. Again, I love Russell Wilson, but if he doesn't have protection, it doesn't matter how great he is. He can't do what he needs to do.
Well, let me ask you in lieu of the Seahawks, because I know you're right. Absolutely. Defense, you could look at as suspect and going into this year, you know, offensive line, you mentioned the sack numbers, but I do want to throw this out to you because I love the plus 280 value since this is a gambling show in the NFC West. They're third, according to FanDuel, our sponsor, behind first the Rams and then the Niners. Do you know that since 2012, Russell Wilson has won 9 games or more every single season? So I know he doesn't have the backups. I know he doesn't have the depth, you could say. My boy Jeff Schwartz here in the building, former NFL lineman. He knows what it's all about. Give some love to Jeff right here showing up. He knows what it's like to take care of your quarterback. I just feel like this is a little bit of the Tom Brady effect here where Russ was genuinely upset and showing his emotions. Little, you know, hot and bothered, a little wedding crashes breaking, you know. Maybe attention to himself in a negative way, but he's coming in fired up. So, like, is there a world where you feel that friction and a little honesty between him and Pete Carroll, you know, let's call it a marriage, a little relationship, head coach, quarterback, they could maybe shock some people in the NFC West, or at least get to the playoffs.
They might, but I also want to point out that I think the entire NFC West has gotten better this year. You know, the Rams have added Stafford, J.J. Watt with the Cardinals. I mean, every team in this NFC West division has improved immensely and built their roster for this upcoming season. So I think you're right. I think Russell Wilson, you know, he is that guy, and he could absolutely, like you said, since 2012, easily get over 9 wins, but I think he's in one of the toughest divisions right now, and I think that, you know.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see how the Hawks do, but now I got to get you undervalued. Give me who you're feeling is just, you know, they're overlooking.
The people are going to hate this one. I think undervalued the Cardinals. I know that's kind of a hot take.
They're plus
600 in the NFC West, and I really am excited about this team. And again, I could be welcome to betting. You think you're right and you never are. That's just how it goes. But I think the new high level addition in JJ Watt is massive. If Chandler Jones can get and stay healthy, I think that's a wicked combo between Jones and Watt on defense. So I really like that. I think Kyler Murray also has more weapons on offense in the receiving end. You know, there's a lot of excitement and optimism around AJ Green, obviously DeAndre Hopkins. So Kyler Murray has more help. He's got better receivers. The talent is better. And they're also facing 6 pass defenses that ranked bottom 10 last season. So I don't know. I just feel like the odds are in their favor. I really like this team this year. I think J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones, the excitement around A.J. Green, obviously, you know, we don't know what that's going to look like, but I think there's a lot of optimism, and I'm excited to watch them.
I'm with you. Is there a world where no one in the NFC West is under 500?
It could happen.
It could happen.
I really do think this is one of the toughest divisions this year.
It absolutely is. All right, we're moving on to MVP talk. This arguably is my favorite topic of today's podcast. I love who you have teed up for me, but give me your top two that you are looking at on the FanDuel Sportsbook that you see as just value or straight up, I'm going with the best in the biz.
Yeah, so first one, plus 1,000, Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, the reason I like him for MVP, every tool that he had last year to get MVP in 2020, he has again this year, plus more. I think they have definitely added more weapons around him, which makes his job that much easier. But not only that, but he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. You know, all that drama about whether he was returning to Green Bay. He is returning now, and he's got all these weapons around him. So I really like him to maybe do it back-to-back and get MVP in 2021. But my other option, of course, plus 1,200, Tom Brady. I think it's worth noting that he has almost his entire roster coming back off of a Super Bowl championship title. Every starter is returning. You never see that. And Tom Brady's the GOAT. So him plus his entire roster, not having to rebuild that chemistry, I think that's definitely worth noting. So those are my two, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
I love it. I mean, you know Aaron Rodgers, especially when it comes to a little extra oomph. This is a contract here. He may say they may go their separate ways. It's kind of win or go home. You know, they won the NFC and they couldn't protect home court last year. So for me, I love the Rodgers. I mean, 48 touchdowns last year. And Brady had 40. Your boy Russ had 42, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask this, just in lieu of what you just mentioned. All 22 starters never happened returning for the Bucs. And then we got the Chiefs, who have been in the Super Bowl 2 times in a row here. If you were to put your hard-earned money on a FanDuel futures in terms of one of them coming back, would you rather back the Bucks? Would you rather back Andy Reid and Patty Mahomes with his new lime green sneaker coming out?
Bucks for sure. I think them returning with every starter, Tom Brady, they're coming off of this, you know, Super Bowl championship title. The Chiefs' downfall was their defense, and I don't know how much improvement they've actually made to their defense. It's a tough call. I'd love to know your thoughts, but if I had to pick, I would say Bucks.
It's very hard to repeat. I mean, Tommy's the last guy that did it, and it was 2003, 2004 with the Patriots. I think if there is a guy to do it, it is Brady leading this squad. I mean, he's like a mix between Gerald Butler and Russell Crowe and Gladiator and 300. He's just a true leader of men. So the fact that he took the discount, he brought everyone back. I mean, they've done what no one's done. 3 road games, and then they won in their own Super Bowl. Super Bowl's coming to SoFi, though, in SoCal, so that should be interesting. New stadium, new place to play. right? But I think I'm with you. I'd go with the Bucs just out of the sheer continuity that they've been able to bring back every guy. There's a reason we know that the NFL also stands for not for long, and it's very much a business. The fact that he got everyone back, I just think you got to back that because, again, he may be Benjamin Button and aging backwards, but there's a world where it's not a bad bet. So I'm with you on that. All right. So I know your operation fade the Cowboys. Any Cowboys fans here? Anybody in the building? No? Oh. All right. So I love
it. Like, that is like my brand. This year, my brand is all about fading the Cowboys. It's like a thing, and I'm just making it. It's just part of the brand. Liv Moods is fading the Cowboys all season long.
I love it. We got some fans here fired up that are not on the Cowboys as well. What do you think of the Hard Knocks series thus far? And is it, I've heard the word boring and bland. And I mean, Collins alluded to them kind of growing up a little bit. Zeke and Dak and everyone. Of course, Dak's been a consummate professional. But seeing a little inside Costco sample glimpse on this squad on TV here. Are you buying them at all? I know you're fading them, but are you buying, like, are you seeing them getting 9-8 with this new 17-game schedule and going over 500?
I just am not. And I don't know if it's, here's what I have a hard time with the Cowboys. I went to TCU, so I lived in Fort Worth, Texas. I was very close to Dallas. The fan base for the Dallas Cowboys are the most obnoxious, I think, in the entire league. And I just can't get behind. I think the fans have ruined it for me, to be completely honest with you. I really believe that. But, you know, obviously I have some reservations with Dak coming back. I think there's a lot of hype around his return. Is he 100%? I don't know. And I kind of worry about that. Yeah. He struggled with some injuries in training camp, so that made me a little nervous. The Cowboys have always been a public favorite. And what I mean by that is when it comes to betting, they're typically favored more than they should be. And since the year 2000, betting the under on their win total has a 67% success rate. So they're always a little more favored than they should be. They're a big public favorite. And I'm all about fading the public. So I'm just not buying into the hype. Again, if Dak were coming back 100% and we knew he would be healthy the entire season, that would be one thing. But I still have my reservations with his health. So I just can't back him.
And you already fired, I believe. You had your own FanDuel boost.
I did.
On taking the Bucs, I believe. And it was -6.5 against the Cowboys week one. You're sticking with that and, yes, and maybe doubling down?
Oh, I might double down.
Wow.
Yeah, I might.
Any other week one best bets you're looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking at one. I'm not sure how people will feel about it, but Cardinals +2.5 up against the Titans. I know the Titans are playing at home. It's probably a risky bet, but the Titans had one of the worst defenses in the NFL last season. They didn't make a ton of improvements. They did add Bud Dupree, so they made some, but their defense was really bad, and I think they have a stronger QB in Kyler Murray. Like I said, I'm really excited about that J.J. Watt addition. I think he's going to be great for the Cardinals, so I like the Cardinals to cover +2.5 on the road.
That line might move, might not. Maybe a little buy a half point, get it to +3 if you can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any other week one bets jumping out to you? Are you looking at any other futures that are sticking out to you in the NFL before?
I will say in the NFC West, I am liking the Rams. I really like the Rams in the NFC West. But other than that, no, I think with betting, it's important, especially in the NFL. You know, you never know what the roster is going to look like, who's healthy, who's not. I think it's important to take that first week and watch the games, and then you can kind of help. It helps your handicapping out a little bit for the following weeks. So
are you going to nibble on the Rams making the playoffs at -178? I'm kind of blown away. It's not even over -200.
I might take a look at it.
Which, by the way, -178 means $178 down to win 100 in the gambling world that obviously was not built off winners, or we wouldn't be in the MGM Grand right now. It is absolutely correct. All right, so I got a couple more questions. I kind of want to ask, do you think McCarthy is on the hot seat already in the world of the Cowboys, second year, or do you feel like Jerry Jones is just buying into him, letting him kind of work his program, things of that nature?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's hard to make a call off of last year because I think losing Dak was just no one expected that. No one knew that was going to happen. So I think he's got at least another year to not be in the hot seat and just kind of get his, you know, feet wet and figure out this team. So I don't know if he's in the hot seat yet, but I also can never figure out what Jerry Jones is thinking or what's on his mind. I think he's an odd guy. So hard for me to say, but I think he's, last year was a weird year. So I don't know if it's really being held against him all that much.
Who do you think has a interestingly enough, better year, Stafford with McVay or the double down crazy amount of caffeine for breakfast, Dan Campbell and Jared Goff in Detroit?
I got to go with Stafford because I like the Rams this year. I really like Stafford. I think he's going to have a really awesome year. I mean, his style as a QB, I think, is going to fit perfectly with that Rams team. They've got solid defense. They've got a super healthy roster, one of the healthiest. They've had one of the healthiest rosters for the last three seasons. And Stafford's a great QB, so I think he's kind of just that one missing puzzle piece for this Rams team. There's not a whole lot of other work they have to do outside of kind of getting him acclimated. So I would say the Rams. I would say Stafford for sure.
All right. Well,
I'm hot on the Rams right now.
I love it. A lot of NFC West talk. Well, give it up for Liv Moods coming up starting today's show. Let's go.
Awesome.
All right. Check her out on Insta, Twitter, at Liv Moods. She's doing her thing, making a ton of great picks. Thank you for hopping on Sports Gambling with Moneyline, Monica.
Thanks for having me.
I might have to tail you on a little Rodgers for MVP. I'm all about it.
You tail me in NBA. That's my favorite one.
Oh,
NBA
let's go.
Is when I'll drop some money for sure.
I love it. Thanks, Liv.
Volume.